Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting third, the center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth, the catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second, the second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third, the DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Powell reaches third base with a triple. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Castano reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Castano moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Hatcher moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Adams reaches second base with a double. Castano scores. Hatcher scores. Smalley moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball four. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Smalley scores. Adams moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Bob Stanley now pitching. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Powell takes first base on ball four. Butera moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Butera moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 6-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Evans tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Twins. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Sofield reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. Wilfong goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sofield moves to third. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Butera reaches second base with a double. Sofield scores. It's 9-1, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Powell is hit by the pitch. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Butera moves to third. Powell moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. 2 outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smalley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong hits a line drive towards the mound. Rainey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Castano strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Baker pinch runs for Roy Smalley. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker moves to third. 1 out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sofield strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Nichols. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Twins. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Twins. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stapleton moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stapleton moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Castano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Verhoeven now pitching. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.